All right. So, good evening, Vidani. How are you?
I'm good, Abhijit. Thank you. How are you?
All well, all well.
Good.
Wonderful. So, a couple of things, Vidani, before we begin. Do I have your permission to record this session for academic purposes?
Yes, sure. Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And second, as always, this is a safe space. This is everything that we talk about remains absolutely confidential. So please feel free to speak your mind, be yourself. Would you like to take a few seconds just to center yourself?
Yeah, maybe just a couple of seconds, if
Absolutely.
that's okay. Yeah, okay, we're good to go.
Wonderful. So, also one more thing, Udeni. Would you mind if I made some notes as we were speaking?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay, great. Thank you. So, what would you like to talk about today, Udeni?
Okay, so Vijit, this is a problem, a situation that I'm currently facing. Well, it's not currently facing, I've been facing this for quite a while now. So I report into, or I work closely with, four different bosses. Okay,
Okay.
now they're all different location heads or country heads. At the same time, they're also the managing partners of the organization. So just to give you more context, like one is based in Hong Kong, one is based in Singapore, and two others in Malaysia and India. Okay. So I am responsible for all these four locations, and I'm also responsible for getting while the regional work done, but also there's obviously local work involved in terms of learning and development, in terms of managing the whole HR bit, or even administration and everything else that falls under the HR and admin purview. So the point is that while I don't really have a problem with any of my bosses, the situation is that all four of them, while they are responsible for their own locations, they are also equal managing partners in the whole business, right? So what happens is, if I were to make a call, or just an example, let's say a hiring decision, okay, for India, while the India location head will give me a go-ahead, I also need a go-ahead just for them to be aware of what kind of hiring we are doing, so that they're aligned with the budget, they're aligned with the hiring needs, they're aligned with what the business outcome is going to be. It's just a formality, but also just to keep everybody in the loop. Similarly, if we were to, like, get someone, get a particular person or a role redundant, or we have to fire somebody for performance issues, while the location head is responsible, I also, it's part of my duty that I keep the others aware as well, right? Because they're equal stakeholders in the business. And that has been the arrangement so far. And the problem that I'm facing is, now there are four different bosses, four different personalities, four different locations, but also four different, not four, but two different time zones. Okay. And the biggest challenge is that all of them are involved in business, in the business. Okay. So they are all going out there hunting clients, managing the business, and they're all responsible for revenue generation. So I do understand how challenging their work is and how busy they are. So my problem recently has been that if I want to get a go-ahead from a particular location head or a country director, while that person might take time to respond in the group or the email or the WhatsApp group that we have set up, it's very difficult to get in a go-ahead from all of them. Okay. So what happens is, I lose time, I lose I get a little anxious about finishing something. Sometimes the biggest problem right now is that there are certain how do I say this? There are certain times that, they are not able to come to a conclusion together. So there is no fight or anything, but it's like, no, I don't agree to this, or I don't agree to that. There's a little bit of, they differ, their thoughts differ, their ideas differ, and hence it takes a while to come to a conclusion. And I am suffering over here because I'm the only person that has to manage all of them and their personalities and to get to a conclusion, right, in re with regards to the whatever situation we are facing. So I would love to discuss this situation with you and see how do I reach a solution, or how do I come to a proper conclusion, really.
Okay. So, thank you for sharing that journey. I hear that you have multiple responsibilities that you are handling with multiple stakeholders. I hear that these stakeholders are very hands-on into the business and you require their go-ahead. I also heard about the feeling of anxiousness that you get when you find it difficult or challenging to get all of them on board with a particular decision that or a call that you want to take. So, and I heard you say that you would like to reach a solution. Yeah. Did I get that right?
Yes,
Okay.
absolutely.
Okay. So when you say you would like to reach a solution in this discussion, tell me what is it, what do you mean by that?
I wish it was just easy to get everybody's go ahead at the same time. Or, even if there was a particular challenge that we were dealing with, let's say one person's idea doesn't resonate with the other stakeholder, they could just talk about it and resolve it then and there, and instead of dragging it or just not talking about it, because I do understand they have other things to deal with also. This particularly happens when that country head gives a go ahead while the other people challenge that particular individual, saying that, oh, you're doing this, but I wouldn't do this if I was, if it happened in my location, or I don't know, it works differently in our case, or you do that, but I think you're going to just deal with the consequences. So there's a lot of back and forth where then, even if I've got a go ahead from the particular location head, he or she thinks like, oh, okay, there's so much going on. I shouldn't have acted on this so quickly. So my solution ideally would have been that they all come to a conclusion together. We talk about it, we come to a solution then and there, and just act on that situation, right? And it's not that difficult. It's at the end of the day, I am already making the decision for them. All they need to do is give an approval or just give a thumbs up in there. Because if it was that difficult a problem, I would possibly just deal with them on a meeting, or I would try to discuss with them in detail, right? I'll try to book in everybody's time slots to kind of schedule a meeting to discuss that. But sometimes it's not even that big a problem. Yeah. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Sure, absolutely. So, Terry, I'm hearing a perception that these leaders do not choose to respond, even when the problems are not big enough for the deliberation they seem to be doing on that.
Yeah, so sometimes they do, and sometimes they just take their own sweet time. And the problem lies in that I can't sit on that situation, right? I need to get it resolved. So time and again, I have to go and check my email. Have they all four of them come to a conclusion together? Or do I have to, really get into the whole mode of convincing that one individual who is against the whole idea? I have to check my WhatsApp group. Are they fighting over it for like a good 30 minutes? So I come back and check my WhatsApp status later. So yeah, there's a lot of back and forth and a lot of wastage of time, really. that goes on, which is totally unnecessary, in my opinion.
Right. I'm hearing waste of time also that you've mentioned. And I'm hearing, like I said, the perception that I stated earlier. What is it that you think you could be doing to work towards the solution?
Okay, so I have tried a few things already, that has worked and has not worked, to be honest. I'll tell you what they are. For example, I do have my weekly catch up with them individually, but at the same time also all together. All four of us, all five of us get on a call once a week. Okay. That's like the middle of the week on a Wednesday. We get together to kind of discuss all the location problems, which are HR related, right? And I kind of try to bring all the possible things, all the po possible actionable items for that particular week where I need their approval. And I try to get that particular thing resolved during that meeting. Sometimes that works because, things could be relatively simple that, yeah, okay, I'm okay with this. Or, somebody says, no, but do we need to think about it? And somebody just shuts them off, like, no, this is a very simple problem. And that gets resolved. But however, there are things that sometimes come up on the spot, right? So, for example, I've spoken to a particular employee and I see a flight risk there and I have to take an I have to act on it. I have to let the country director know that, okay, this particular employee in your location is a flight risk. How do we deal with the situation? It could be an appraisal situation, whatever. But there, the others also need to be involved. So while I can address that and while I can bring that up in our weekly catch-ups, I would personally, like to get a solution then and there. So
Right.
my go-to thing is that I go into the WhatsApp group and just address it. So I would like them to just get it done with there.
Okay. Allow me to step back a little bit, Jelly. I heard you say earlier that I wish it was easy. I also heard you say that I wish they would just get together and talk it out. And right now also when you were saying, you said, along the lines of, I wish, right now you did not say wish, but, I wish things would work out that way. I'm sensing, a feeling of helplessness that in what you speak. Would I be right in what I'm perceiving?
Yes, actually, because I just need them to understand that there are, this is making my life difficult. And theirs too. It's just slowing the whole work timelines and work processes. It could be much easier. And however much I try, I can't seem to come to a solution. Yeah,
Right.
so
Yeah.
yeah, there is a little bit of helpless. I wish I could get some help here. Yeah.
Okay. So, what would you like to explore in today's discussion?
So one for sure is that how do I tell them and how do I make sure tell them that this is a problem that I'm facing? And how do I get them to understand? Because I've told them before. However, I think this I would like to actually be able to tell them that how this is hampering work, delaying work timelines and everything. And yeah, I just need them to understand that it's hampering business. We need to act on things much quicker.
Right. Right. So I heard that, and actually, first and foremost, I would really like to say that I can imagine how tough it must be dealing with four different stakeholders with such important decisions, that have to be made. And I hear that you would like to get them to understand the impact of of their non-responsiveness, if I may call it that.
Totally. Yes.
And you are wondering how you could go about telling them that they need to be more responsive, or telling them what impact it's causing.
Yeah, 100%. That's yeah. And to convince
Okay.
them that, that it is important
Okay.
for me, for
So,
them, for everyone. Yeah.
right. So you would like to figure out a way to tell your leaders or to convince them to be more responsive. Is that
Yeah.
what you would
Love
like to work on in today's session?
to. Yes, absolutely. That's exactly
Okay.
what I want to achieve.
Okay. All right. And how would you know, that we have achieved this goal in the session?
If I were to come up with, or if we were to come up with a solution that I've previously not thought of,
Okay.
or I've thought of, but it hasn't worked, and what could work this time, just come up with some sort of a convincing skill to make them understand that,
Okay.
if I could just come up with an idea to how to deal with
Okay.
this, really,
All right.
something
All right. So
different.
if, okay. So I hear you say that if you come up with an idea, a new solution, of how you could convince them, then you would call this,
Yeah.
a successful outcome for this session.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Absolutely.
So Jenny, what's the meaningfulness of being this convincing, of convincing your leaders to be more responsive?
It will change. It will actually make everyone's life easier. They'll understand the business consequences, right? On how to not delay decision making. I think my biggest problem is that while one person understands that this is delaying business decisions, the other person is like, "Yeah, I'm going to take it slow and easy." So I just feel that if everybody were on the same page and they understood that how important it is to, deal with things in a timely manner and be respectful of each other's times and locations, it will just make the whole business run smoothly, everybody's life getting easier, and definitely my job easier. Not easier, but smoother for sure.
So, in order to come up with an idea to convince your leader, what is it that would need your attention?
I have to think a little on this one. I think I'll have to think about how I can show them that this is impacting business and delaying decisions can make problems worse or make situations worse sometimes, and it's not a good place to be in. Not for me, not for them. It also, I mean, I wish I could show them that they need to be a little bit more respectful, and they need to value the other country's decision as well. It's not just about their countries, right? Because they're equal stakeholders. So I understand that, while they are responsible, they don't have accountability. But I think I just wish that I need that they can see a value of how this is delaying or impacting business.
Okay. I'm hearing, like I said earlier also, we had the theme of time being wasted. I'm hearing delay a lot of time. I'm sensing you are somebody who is very, very keen about being fast-paced, about being efficient, and delivering value to the business.
Yeah, for, I mean, 100%. I mean, there's so much more that I could do in the time that I save. At the end of the day, I would like to do not just deal with the situation then and there, but also make sure that everything is running smoothly within the timelines that I have set for myself, or how each of these leaders would actually want their locations to be run. I don't want anybody coming up to me and saying that, this is taking a lot of time, these HR decisions, we are just sitting on this forever. I don't want anybody to come to me and say, because these are certain things that I value. You're right. I mean, I also have certain responsibilities in the business that I would want to keep up with. Yeah, and I do value time. Yes.
I heard you say the timelines that you would set for yourself, and I also heard how you describe your dependency on the leaders for their decisions. How do these two things come together for you?
Yeah, so one is that, like any other HR professional, I have my day planned, right? So I'd like to, there are certain things that I will, I'm in control of in my calendar, which gets done in the right way. And then there are certain things which are very ad hoc. Right. So these are the situations that we are talking about today. So these ad hoc situations, while I understand that not everybody is sitting at my disposal and waiting to approve things as we go, but let's just give or take a few hours or maybe a day for them to kind of come to a state where all of them can give me their approval, right? I'm not asking for immediate responses. I'm asking for if it's a very urgent situation that needs to be dealt with, I would just expect that all the leaders would act a little maturely and deal with it in all their seriousness and treat all these problems equally. If it's my location problem, it's your location problem, it's not my problem. It can't be like that. So what I'm trying to say is that yeah, they all just need to come to it. It just needs to be resolved in the right way and mutually.
As you speak, Jenny, I'm also hearing an assumption that not enough seriousness and not enough equal measure is being given by your leaders. This is your perception that I'm hearing to the decisions they have to make.
Yeah. So I don't think they even realize that it is impacting the business. They think, it's okay to deal with things as in how we go. Yeah, so I would just love for them to understand that these problems can be dealt very easily, simply on the go. It doesn't need to be, it's not difficult that it needs to, it that it needs so much time to kind of dealt with, right?
Okay.
So, yeah, fairly simple problems, fairly simpler situations.
I'm hearing a lot of what your leaders would need to do or be or understand. What is it that you would need to be? Who would you need to be to bring about this change?
I think one of the things that I've noticed is that when I bring this up, and I always try to bring this up when we are all on the same call, because there's no point bringing this up individually, because they need to understand the seriousness of the situation. So every time I brought that up, I kind of let them talk and somehow okay with not coming to a conclusion and just leaving it for the next time when the situation occurs to see how they address it then. I think what is important is that I need to actually deal with this on a call more seriously. Maybe I, while I'm talking to you, I think one of the things that I need to do now is not wait for those weekly calls where everything is discussed. Possibly book in a call just to discuss this problem, because this has been a problem for the longest time. So if I wait for every Wednesday to kind of like, okay, by the way, I think I should talk to you guys again about this. It's just like, yeah, just gets brushed under the carpet. While I think if I can block in a time for them to address just this and nothing else but this, that would possibly help me come to a solution, is what I'm thinking right now.
Okay,
Yeah.
that's very insightful, Jenny. I sensed a change when you were speaking right now, and the change was from they need to be more serious to I need to be more serious.
Yeah, that was like, I just realized that why possibly they were not taking things seriously or why they were just letting things loose. I just realized that maybe I wasn't stern enough. I wasn't strict enough with my situation or my problems or telling them that how it's actually impacting me. What I've always done is just talk about it on those calls, weekly calls, and just say, like, guys, you do this, and I want you to be a little more serious. And can we do this? Can you guys do this? But now I think, yeah, because unless I tell them and I make it clear, it's n they are not going to get it, right? So they think I'm just saying it for the sake of it. So I think it was a light bulb moment for me actually while I was talking to you that if they see a meeting request with this particular problem that Eugenie has booked in, they'll possibly be like, oh, it's actually hampering business, or it's actually a problem to this, to her. So now they'll possibly be more re ready and prepared for that meeting when they come in, or be more serious about it. That was my light bulb moment.
Okay. It's fabulous. Fabulous. It's always nice to hear that. What else is the light bulb showing you right now?
I need a 1 hour meeting booked. I need to tell them with examples how things have been difficult because of their, irresponsiveness and how delayed decisions can delay business outcomes. How we could just have so much much lesser problems really if they were to just address things then and there. And I think I just need to tell them that I need a structured meeting there. I need to come up with examples how it has impacted business in the past. Also, how it has possibly impacted me, in a way, and my work. Yeah, because they are not aware of it entirely. They are aware, but they're not entirely aware.
I heard you say earlier that you would need to be more stern. What kind of stern is this stern?
I need them to shut up and listen to me when I'm talking in that meeting. I need to make my points clear. I just need to make sure that they understand the seriousness of the situation and how it's impacting business. And it's not just me complaining about everyday problems.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Taking a quick look back at our goal for this session, you coming up with an idea to convince your leaders is that's what we had decided as the goal. What kind of progress do you think we are making?
I think I've got a good idea about what to do. I mean, I'm quite actually quite excited about booking in that meeting right after our call because tomorrow is Wednesday. I just want to make sure that on that call I put in the agenda of that meeting already right now that I need 30 minutes aside just to discuss this. I'm like quite eager to do that already. So, to answer your question, I think I for now I have a have something to work on, clearly.
It's clearly, I mean, your excitement and eagerness is palpable as I hear you speak.
Yeah.
What are some of some of the other areas where you think you need to be more stern?
Apart from the action items, making sure that my communication is crisp and clear. If I'm talking about, let's say, a problem, I have, as I said, I mean, if I have an example to show how it has previously hampered or impacted business, if I'm able to make them show that how, that or paint that picture for them. And make them understand that, how their decision is, how the decision making is going to help me and quicker decision making, really. And not allow that time and again to happen again is what I mean. Like, if they say that they're going to, we understand, we're not going to do that and we'll work on it, great, we understand your point. And then everything goes back to the, same way of things falls in the same way of things. I should just tell them that, guys, you decided this is not going to be how it was. We talked about it. That's what I mean by being stern. I mean, I'm just going to be very strict.
What
That's it.
understood, understood. What other words would you use in place of stone?
Strict, more rigid, and not letting this slip at all. Yeah.
And between now and when you enter the situation, what would need to change in you as a person, in your style?
My style will be the same, but I'll be more outcome orientated in on that meeting. Because as I said previously, all the meetings were had different agendas. It was a typical catch-up call. I would brief them on this country, that country, this happening, that happening. And then we would just talk about everything under the roof of this business. But this time, I think this time around, I'm going to just focus on this particular problem, obviously, which will then, it will obviously tell them how serious the situation is, at least in my head. They'll get to know what's going on in my head. I think that's the only difference, that I just need to stick to my grounds and tell them. What happens
Sure.
later, we'll deal with that later, but at least I need to do my job right. I need to tell them what I need to tell them. Yeah.
What are you discovering about yourself, Jenny?
I think so far I was just hoping that they will understand, and I didn't make an effort in actually making them understand. I guess I'm thinking I might have just been complaining and crying to them, and it seemed like, yeah, it's a typical thing, it's fine. But now I'm s sensing that I possibly was not able to make my point clear. Or, or ex or make them understand how serious the situation actually is, or how it's impacting the business, how it's impacting every location or every geography. So if I were to do that and they actually understand that I'm serious about it, and this is in interest of their own business. I mean, they own the business, the owners. So if I'm not the owners, they are the owners. So if I'm able to make them understand that it's your business that I'm talking about, I think, yeah, 99% of the problem would be solved. Because they're good people, they're genuinely good people. So they understand. They're not like, none of them has a problem with the other. It's not that. I think it's just this understanding the seriousness of the matter.
There's a metaphor that comes to my mind, Jenny. Allow me to share it. It seems that you were, it's like you're standing next to a car saying the car's not going anywhere, the car's not going anywhere. And finally, you sort of decided to get in the driver's seat and make it go somewhere where you want it to go.
I mean, yeah, right now I need to just drive the car. Yeah, even if it takes a wrong route, it's fine, but I'm just going to drive the car. I don't know which way to go, but I'll drive the car.
That's fantastic. That's some great spirit. But now that you are in the car, you're in the driver's seat, right? What is it, what's the feeling going to be like?
To be honest, I'm actually very excited right now. I wasn't this
Very
excited when I
okay.
started the conversation because I could see no solution. Okay. Now I've got a ray of hope from somewhere that maybe if I make my point clear, maybe if I am, to the point, and if I am able to make them understand and convince them, and as I said, be strict about the situation and not allow them to slip or make fun of the situation, I think it should be they would take it really well and they will act on it. And as I keep saying, that they are, it's their business, they're very serious about the business, they like what they do, and they're good people. So I think it's just a matter of making them aware. So yeah.
Okay. So as you get in the driver's seat, fasten the seat belt, what are you telling yourself?
Just drive. Just drive, just drive. We'll reach the destination later. For now, I'm just gonna drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. And as you do this driving, what are some of the things that you will need to be conscious of?
I will definitely need to be prepared for the meeting. Okay, so this is again and again, there are things that's coming to my head, which I am going to make a note of while I'm preparing for tomorrow's meeting. Examples, how we have lost time, or how we could deal with a situation way better if they could give earlier approvals, or things where situations got complicated just because of silly reasons, them taking time or them fighting amongst themselves, and those things, how it has actually impacted business. So, and also how it has impacted me, and I could do a better job. I could possibly just do a way better job if these silly things could get out of the way. So if I can have that structured approach and change the agenda of the meeting right now so they are aware that, it pops up on their calendar that, oh, this is a serious discussion. I think that will make 50% of the job easier for tomorrow. That's one thing that's coming to my head. So I'm very excited about that situation, really, that at least now I know which way to head and how to deal with this.
Absolutely. And while these are the action part, you also mentioned about your style is going to be largely the same but stricter. What is it? How will you hold yourself to that style and not slip back?
To be honest, now that I've seen this, now that I have envisioned that meeting and I'm kind of visualizing that this could lead to something good for me, for everybody, especially for me, I'm going to put my all in. I'm going to give my all in and, because this is the only ray of hope that I have, as I keep saying, right? Because if after this, if it doesn't work out, then I'm going to go back to my crying. But for tomorrow, I'm not going to, just not let myself slip or let anything slip. Even if it slips, I'll bring myself back to that point. Like, listen, guys, we're not done. I need to address this. So even if it
Amazing.
means that tomorrow, 30 minutes of the agenda is just this, I'm okay with it. Or I will not participate in the other conversations. I'm like, I'm raising my hands. I'm not going to be your HR.
Amazing. We spoke about how this is exciting for you and are eagerly looking forward to this. What makes it exciting, really?
Because I can see a solution finally. Because I can actually
Okay.
see that, yeah, that. And I think this conversation just made me a little bit more positive that I was just dealing with it like a crybaby, honestly. I was just dealing with it like, yeah, I was just thinking that it's all in their head. They don't want it. But if I don't make my point clear, how are they going to get it? If I just bring it up
Absolutely.
like a regular thing in every Wednesday call, they'll be like, yeah, she just talks about it. So I think that's making me exciting how I'm seeing that differently. That, okay, now I know that I need to be strict and I need to make sure that they understand the strictness of the situation.
Right. Okay. As you speak about this, the excitement and you envision this, what kind of a person do you see yourself being?
A very strict HR business partner who's just going to stick to the agenda tomorrow.
Okay.
No slipping. Yeah, not dealing with their tantrums, just putting myself out there and making my points clear. Which
Okay.
is okay too, because I can see the greater good of this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if I may say this, the amount of passion that you show or that comes through when you speak about it, you seem to have full ownership of the business. You may not be the owner, but you seem to have a lot of ownership with the business.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I've been working with this firm for close to 5 years now, and this is my second stint also with the organization. So I'm very close to the business, and I love working here and I love the people here, to be honestly. So hence I think, the passion just comes out. I'm actually passionate about this.
Absolutely, and that's really nice to hear. So once again, looking back at our goals, you mentioned that you have a plan in mind. You need to be prepared for that. What is something that could prove to be a hindrance in this?
I don't see any hindrances for the agenda or the plan. The only thing that can go wrong is that even after I make my points clear, that they don't get, they don't, no, they'll get it, but they'll not stick to the plan because, different individuals, right? So for now, I don't think I want to think beyond the driving. As I said, I don't want to think about the destination right now. I just want to make sure that I'm doing taking one step at a time. Right now, this is the biggest step for me, that to make my point clear. So if I'm I don't think any hindrances can come up in the call tomorrow. If there are at all any hindrances, it would be much later, whether they, adhere to what we agreed on. Yeah.
So I'm hearing you are going to stick to your guns, you're going to be prepared, and you are going to make sure that your point gets across.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Yes.
What kind of progress do you think we are making right now?
I think I've got a very good picture, a very clear picture about what I need to do. To be very honest, this is what I didn't see this coming, but that moment that I had while talking to you was great. That was really, really great, Abhijit. So thank you. Honestly, right now, as I said, I'm just excited to get this meeting done with tomorrow and come back and tell you how that went.
Amazing, amazing. That's really nice to hear, Danny. Anything else you would like to discuss?
No, none for now. I think I'm good. I'm good. I want to keep the excitement on.
Amazing, amazing. All the best for your session tomorrow, Danny. I'm sure you will be successful in what you set out to do for the call tomorrow.
Fingers crossed. Yes, absolutely. I hope so. Thank you.
Totally. So, do I have your permission to close this call for today?
Yeah, for sure. Yes, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jenny, and all the very best.
Thank you, Vijay. Thank you so much.